to do Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, a lot about Balkeri and Tvila of Balkeri, but we're going to start out a little bit with Hirhur, and whether Hirhur is Kedibur. Because remember, that came up in the context of discussing a Balkeri. If a person is a Balkeri, what's he allowed to say? What's he not allowed to say? Because he has this Tumah. So is thinking the words of Torah or of Birchas HaMazon, is that count as actually saying them? So we are up to third line from the top of the page on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Umi isle Rabbi Yehuda hirhur? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that hirhur counts as dibur? That if you, that it counts as dibur. That being maharer b'divrei Torah would be the same as being medaber v'atanya. But we have a brisa balkeri she'in lo mayim litbol, a balkeri who doesn't have any water to be tovelin, kore kriyashma ve'ino mevarich, should say kriyashma but do not say birch kriyashma lo lefanev lo lachreha, not the brachos before kriyashma, not the brachos after kriyashma. Why? Because kriyashma is doraisa, the brachos derabanan. V'ochel pito, he can eat his bread, he doesn't have to fast. U'mevarech l'achareh, and he should bench, but ve'inu mevarech l'fanel. He does not say a bracha rishona. Why? Why yes, benching no bracha rishona? Same thing, da'arayis rabban. Avol mahar b'libo ve'inu motziv esos v'dira meir. But he should only be mahar b'libo, he shouldn't actually say it. Rabbi Yudomer, ben kach motzi b'sfasav. Rabbi Yudah says, no, either way, you could actually say it. You could actually, by all these things, you could actually say them. Says, don't you see that Rabbi Yudah does not hold of hirhur, that hirhur is the appropriate option? So how can we suggest Rabbi Yudah holds hirhur is the appropriate option? Amr Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, asan Rabbi Yudah kilchus derech eretz. Rabbi Yudah treats birchas hamazon like learning musr, which you're allowed to do when you're a balkeri. Meaning learning hilchos derech eretz, learning how to be a mensch, how to be a good person, when it's not actual hard learning of Torah, it's just hilchos derech eretz, that you're allowed to do when you're balkeri. D'tanya, as we learned in a braisa, v'odatam levanecha levanei vanecha, pasuk says v'odatam levanecha levanei vanecha, and then uksiv basrei, it says afterwards, yom asher matal v'nesha melkech b'chorev, the day that you stood at Har Sinai, so mala halon, the aim of Yerubratusubzia. Just like by Har Sinai, the experience of Maimon Har Sinai was one that involved fear and awe and trepidation and trembling, and it was a jarring experience to stand at the foot of Har Sinai. So Afkan, so too in when you're Hodatum Levanecha Levanevanecha, so too in all future generations. Whenever you learn Torah, the learning of Torah should be an experience, the aim of year of Ratas Bazia. You listen to people describe what Rav Soloveitchik Shir was like when he was in his prime. You know, when he was in his 50s and 60s, it was be'em of the year. They were terrified. There was pure terror. Mikan Amru. Have you ever heard anyone describe it?
My uncle told the story once. He called on him to read and cheer. He was like, should I read? The next day, he's like, should I read? He's like, Shri's not there, so you read.
Right, that's the, but people are terrified. They fought for the seat behind the pillar so that he wouldn't see them. Terrified. So Afkan, so whenever we learn Torah, it has to be with that same intensity. Rav Shachter always points out, people always mispronounce the word. They always say bezeya. Zeya is another word. Zeya means sweat. Right, but this isn't anything to do with sweat. Okay, Mikan Amru has, and based on this we say, it when you can learn Torah does not depend on how tameh or on your level of tumah. It's on the type of tumah, a type of tumah that shows that you have not been in the mood of Eim Yir Ratzis Zia, that passes you from learning Torah. But even more intense forms of tumah, if they have nothing to do with your state of mind, are not going to pass you from learning Torah. For example, Hazavim, Vamatzara'im, Ubayin Al Nidos, very intense forms of tumah. Azav is not a tumah, mitzora for a long time, for 7 days, a mitzora. Someone who's boel nida. Mutarim lekros patarim nivim uksum lishos mishra b'gmar balach svagados. Are allowed to learn all sorts of things. Aval balikarion, a much lighter form of tumah, balkari. But how does one become a balkari? When he's in a state of mind of a little more lightheadedness, he becomes a balkari. But it's a much lighter form of tumah. Asurim, not allowed to learn Torah. So you see, it's all about the mood of Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shonuhu Birigilios, Bulvachali Atsiyasa Mishnah. He can learn those Mishnayos that he knows by heart, that are very fluent in his mouth, but he shouldn't expound upon the Mishnayos. No, like Tosus Yontifs on the Mishnayos. Just, you know, say over the Mishnayos. Rabbi Yossi Ben Yosef Omer, Matsiyasa Mishnah Vene Matsiyasa Gemara. He can say over the, he can expound on the Mishnah, but not expound on Gemara. Because that's obviously a little more involved. Rabbi Nosson Rav Shalom Omer, Af Matsiyasa Gemara. He could even expound on the Gemara, Bavad, Shalo Yomar Skaros Shabo. As long as when the Gemara quotes a pasuk, he doesn't say the Shem Hashem. He should avoid saying the Shem Hashem, because he's a Balkari. What does that imply in general about learning?
You should say.
That you can say the Shem Hashem, like Sfardim typically do, right? When learning, is that a true thing, I think? Always with Shem Hashem, right? That even in learning. But that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings that raya in the name of the Chacham Tzvi that you see from this Gemara, that in learning, you're generally allowed to say Shem Hashem. It's Dafka Balkari, we say that a Balkari shouldn't do it. But other people, yes. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Lo Yikanes Lemedrash Kolikar. Shouldn't be involved in learning at all when he's Balkari. Amila, Lo Yikanes Lebeis Hamedrash Kolikar. Don't even go into the base Hamedrash when he's a Balkari, because he's not able to be. To be learning Torah when he's in a state of being a Balkari. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shonu Bil Chazar Cheres. Rabbi Yehuda says, hey, you can learn Moser when he's a Balkari. Maisab Rabbi Yehuda, Shara Akari. One time Rabbi Yehuda was a Balkari. Vayimahalech Al Gav Hanar. And he happened to have been walking Al Gav Hanar. What does that mean?
Next to
the river, right? Not on the river. That's a different religion. Amar lo Talmidav. So the Talmidim said to him, Rabbeinu, Shnei Lanu Perek Echad, teach us a Perek, Bilchus Derech Eretz, in Musar. Give us a good Musar Shmuz. Yarad V'tavol V'shanalem. He went to the mikveh, came out, and then he taught them the Musar Shmuz. So Amar lo, they said to him, Lo kachlu maden Rabbeinu Shanuhu Bilchus Derech Eretz. Wait, I thought you said that you're allowed to learn Musar even if you are a Balkari. What did you have to go to the mikveh for before you taught the Musar lesson? Amar lahem, Afal pisha mekel ani al acherim, machmir ani al atzmi. Lahalacha amekel. But for myself, I'm machmir. You allowed to do that? You make it for others, machmir for yourself? Yes. What are you not allowed to do? The reverse, right? You can't be machmir in other people and make it for yourself. Oh, that's not kosher, I'll have it. Right? You can't do that. So, but this is perfectly allowed. A Torah scholar is allowed to hold himself to a higher standard. He ought to hold himself to a higher standard. Shachter often points out that if he doesn't hold himself to a higher standard, the people are going to assume, others who are not Torah scholars are always going to assume that they could be one level below the Torah scholars. So if he only holds himself to a minimal standard, then everyone's going to be below the line of halacha. So he's allowed to have some extra chumras. Okay, main points over here. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda allows Balkari to say Birch Samazon because he holds it's like learning Musar, which isn't really learning. Isn't really Torah. What does that mean? Musar is not really Torah. Hilchos Derech Eretz, not really Torah. So it means like behavior is midos. But if it's all Torah based, if it's like Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichos Moser, it's all based on Psukim and Gemaras and whatever. So then obviously it's learning Torah. Point number two. Many opinions about what a Balkari can't learn. Rabbi Yossi holds anything but Mishnayos he's fluent in. Rabbi Nosson Ben Avishalom says he can explain Gemara but not the Shem, can't say the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yosef Ben Yosef, he can explain Mishnah but not Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he can't learn at all, even go into the base Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda says he can learn Musar. Right, five different opinions about what a Balkari can and cannot learn. Okay, we're on the second very wide line. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bisei Raya Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bisei used to say, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablam Tuma. Don't worry about learning Torah when you're Tamei, because Divrei Torah aren't going to become Tamei. Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tuma. Maisa b'Talmud Echad, there was a story of a Talmud, Shayim Agamgim, L'malam Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bisei, who was stammering in front of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bisei, meaning the guy knew that he was a Balkari. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bisei starts talking to him and learning, and he doesn't know if he's allowed to respond, so he's stammering, I don't know, could I say, can I not say? Amarle bni psach bichav yirut v'recha. Open your mouth, let your words shine forth. Shein divrei Torah mekabel tuma. I see that you're worried that you're Balkari. Don't worry. Divrei Torah not mekabel tuma. Nothing to worry about. Shenemar. How do I know divrei Torah not mekabel tuma? Pasuk says, Halo ko devarai ke'esh nu'um Hashem. My words are like fire, says the Lord. Ma'esh ena makabel tuma. Just like fire is not makabel tuma, after Torah ena makabel tuma, so to devarai Torah are not makabel tuma. Main point number three, Rabbi Yehuda was personally machmir to go to the mikvah before learning Musar, even though he was makel for others. Amar mar. We have previously said, Matzias Mishnevein and Matzias Gemara. One opinion about what a Balkari is allowed to do is that he's allowed to expound on Mishnayis, he can learn the Mishnah with the Bar Tanura and the Tais Yantif, but not Gemara, should not expound on the Gemara. This is just like what Rabbi Eli said. Dam Rabbi Eli, I'm Rabbi Yach Bar Yaakov, Mishum Rabbi Rabbeinu, Halach Matzias Mishnevein and Matzias Gemara. He said explicitly that you're allowed to do exactly that. You could expound on the Mishnah, not the Gemara. And in fact, it's machlokas tanaim. Matzias mishavena, matzias agmar de Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds exactly that way. Reb Yudah ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Zeveza Oser. But Reb Yudah ben Gamliel says in the name of, I would assume his brother, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that they're both Oser. Meaning, expounding Mishnayis, expounding Gemara, all of it's Oser. V'amri lo, but others have a version of that. He said, Zeveza Mutter. That they're both Mutter. What's both? Good. Expanding Mishnayis and Gemara. Mad Yom Rezev is also Rabbi Yochanan Sander. The one that says that they're both also holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sander. Right? He's the one that said, don't even go into the base medrash. Can't do anything. Mad Yom Rezev is a mutter, Rabbi Yochanan Meseira. And the one that says that they're both mutter holds like Rabbi Yochanan Meseira. Because Rabbi Yochanan Meseira is the one that said that ain Divrei Torah Mekabel Tuma. Nothing's going to happen to Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah not Mekabel Tuma. Amma Rav Nachum Ritzak, no gal makani tlas sabi. He says, you should know that the world is noheg like the following three older people. Karabi Ilai, Bereish Sages. First thing we follow is the sheet of Rabbi Ilai when it comes to Reish Sages, when it comes to the first shearings. What about first shearings? What are first shearings? From a sheep, obviously. One of the Matnas Kuna.
Krabi, sorry, I just want to say thank you.
For what I did.
I spoke at my granddaughter's bat mitzvah, but I'm showing.
Rabbi Yoshia beklayim, like Rabbi Yoshia when it comes to klayim, and Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira b'divrei Torah, and like Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira when it comes to divrei Torah, which means that we're quoting all this because of the third one, right? The first two have nothing to do with anything we've been talking about, but we're going to say what they are anyway. We're going to explain what they are. So what are they? Rabbi Leib, Reish Sages. What's Rabbi Leib's opinion about Reish Sages? The Tanya. We learned that Bryce, Rabbi Leib, Omer, Reish Sages, Eina Noeg, Ela Ba'aretz. Reish Sages is something that we're only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. Is that intuitive or counterintuitive? That Reish Sages should only apply in Eretz Yisrael? What's generally the rule? What only applies in Eretz Yisrael? What applies elsewhere? What? It's a Mishnah in Kiddushin, folks. Long time ago. Mitzvah Setzlius Ba'aretz are no egg, only Ba'aretz. Mitzvah Shainetlius Ba'aretz are no egg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Mechutzlars. Is Reishis Hagei Tlius Ba'aretz? Is it about land? Is it agricultural? No. So you would think it applies everywhere. So this is the great Chiddush of Rabbi Eloi, that Reishis Hagei is only no egg. Ba'aretz. Rabbi Yoshia b'klayim. Rabbi Yoshia b'klayim is as follows. Kedichsiv, lo tizur karmach ha'klayim. Don't plant your vineyard with klayim. So we generally assume that means vines next to wheat. That would be kilei akerem, right? That would be the very strict, high form of klayim called kilei akerem, which is asr ba'ana, and it's only batal b'masayim. It's got very, very strict rules. Rabbi Yoshia omer, v'yolameinu chai v'atshizu chita, that it's only a violation of Kilea Kerem, it only has the status of Kilea Kerem, if it's grapes with two other minim that would have been klayim with each other. Meaning Kilea Kerem means if you already have klayim and then you introduce grapes, that's Kilea Kerem. Not just one other min with grapes, it's something that's previous, it's not just wheat and grapes, but it's wheat and barley which are already klayim with grapes added in. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira b'divrei Torah, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira's opinion about divrei Torah is what we said. D'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, omer ein divrei Torah mekabel tuma. that the Torah are not mekabel tuma. So main point number four, we paskin, or we are noheg, like the following three shitas. A, Reish Sagez is only in Israel, in Eretz Israel. B, Kilei HaKerem is only when grapes are mixed with two other minim. And C, Balkari can learn Torah. Balkari may learn Torah. Ki asa ziri, amar batlua litvilusa, v'amila batlua litilusa. Ziri said something, we're not sure what he said. Either he said, we're mevatel this whole idea of tevila, some idea of tevila, or he said, we're mevatel some idea of netila. What is netila normally associated with?
Washing
yadayim, right. Mander batlua litvilusa, the one that says that he was mevatel tevilusa k'rabidu m'seira, means he also k'rabidu m'seira that what? What did Rabbi Yehuda Meir say? So no need to be tovel when you're a balkari anymore, because don't worry about it. You can still learn Torah. You can still show up to yeshiva. Man diamar batlul l'netilusa. One says he was mevatel netila, ki yad Rav Chista layit amad amad armaya bidin slusa. Rav Chista used to strongly criticize those who would spend time looking for water when it was time to daven. Why would they look for water when it's time to... Exactly. So mevatel, he was mevatel, the need for netilas yadayim before davin. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Balkari shenasnul of tisha kavin mayim tohar. You know, is there another option for a balkari other than going to the mikvah? I mean, leaving aside Rabbi Yehuda Meir Shita that you don't need anything. Is there some other option of becoming tohar? So says the brisa, yeah. 9 kav of water, any kind of water, it could even be mayim shuvim, poured over the person's body, he's tahar. Nachmish Gamzu lachshal Rabbi Akiva. Nachmish Gamzu whispered this kula to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lachshal Benazai. Rabbi Akiva whispered this kula to Benazai. What's the implication of the whisper? What are they trying to say about this halacha? It may be true, but it's best not publicized. Lachsha, best not for public consumption. Ubenazai, what did Benazai do? Yatsa v'shana l'talmid v'shuk. He gathered everyone together. Oh, big shir, major kula is coming down tonight. You know, and everyone comes and he says it to everybody. Pligi ba tre amarai b'marav. There's machlokas of two amarav in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi b'rav and Rabbi Yossi b'rezvida. Two Rabbi Yossis. Chad toni shana v'chad toni lachsha. One taught that he taught it publicly, this kula, that about 9 kav, and the other one said, no, this kula that you could just take a shower and be tar from being a balkari, that he whispered it. Why would you want to publicize it? Why would you not want to publicize it? So you have like competing concerns over here. Mandatani Shana, the one that says that he wanted to publicize it, is because of two things, Mishum Bittul Torah, Mishum Bittul Peri Verivya. If people think that the only way to become tar from being a balkari is by going to a mikveh, and it's not so easy to get to a mikveh, so people might make one of two errors. A, they may stop showing up to yeshiva, because they're waiting to find a mikveh. They're with their wives, so they're a balkari, so now they're waiting to find a mikveh, so that's going to be bittul Torah. And the other mistake they might make is, I don't want to miss yeshiva, so they won't be with their wives, because they don't want to miss yeshiva. And if they're not with their wives, that's bittul peri verivya. So he wanted to publicize. No, don't worry about it, everybody. You don't need to find a mikveh. You just need to find a shower. Find 9 kav of water. Have it poured on you. You'll be fine. But on the other hand, we don't want to show people how easy it is to lose the status of a balkari. Mandatani lachsha, the one that says that he whispered it, shloyu talmidei chacham mitzui meitzan lashem ketar negolim. Because you don't want talmidei chacham to constantly be intimate with their wives like chickens. Meaning, we want them to have some hesitation, to have practice some level of restraint. You have to, a person who's a person of Musar, a person of stature, should practice some level of restraint. You don't eat everything that's in front of you, and a person shouldn't constantly be with his wife. There's in the Malo Roim in the back, he discusses why Kitar Negolim, and why only Talmid Chacham? Shouldn't we want Amaratim also not to be? It's not the same Kitar Negolim. So he suggests that Tarnegolim are Mishamish Mitoseim Biyom. And the Gemara says, normally you're not allowed to be Mishamish Mitoseim Biyom. But a Talmud Chacham could be mafil betaliso. He could darken the room with a cover and even be mishamish biyom. So that's why Dafka Tarnagolim, he says. Okay. But you see the competing concerns. Amar Rabbi Yane, Shamati Shemekilim Ba, Shamati Shemechmirim Ba. I've heard that they are makel about it in putting nine kav, using nine kav, and I heard that they're machmir to use 40 sa'a. So I've heard some say to be makel with taking a shower, and some to be machmir to use an actual mikvah. V'kala machmir ba, so alatzmo, someone who's machmir himself about this, marich lo yama v'shnosav. What's the deal with these people that are going to the mikveh every morning? We're like, why are they doing that? Mativan, what do you mean, why are they doing that? You're the one that says that if you're balkari, you can't learn Torah. So that's why they're doing it. No, hachikam. Mativan barbaim sa'a, efshar b'tisha kavin. Why are they so makbid about 40 sa'a? They could become tar just with 9 kav. And mativan b'tevila, efshar b'nesina. Why are they immersing, dipping? Let them just shower. Let it be poured over them. Amar Rabbi Chanina, geder gadol gadruba. They made a big geder over here by insisting on a mikveh. You know why it helped to insist on a mikveh? Ditanya, because the Brisa told us the following story. Maisa be'echad, a story of a guy, shetavi ishta ledvar avera, who propositioned a woman to commit an avera with him. Amrlo, she said to him, Reka, you empty one. Yesh lecha arba'im sa'a sh'ata tovel ben. Wait, you want to do an aver with me? Do you have 40 sa'a that you could then be tovel in? You have easy access to a mikvah? Miyad piresh. So that was all he needed to hear to stay away from her. So if it would have been 9 kav, he would say, yeah, I got 9 kav, no problem. But because they were so machmir about the 40 sa'a, it kept him away from her. So what, he was worried about Tumas Keri, but he wasn't worried about being with this random woman? A little odd, no? So Rashi points out, the woman must have been a single girl, which is only in Issa Drabanan, as opposed to if it was a married woman, then it's Issa Drabanan, it's not Drabanan, it wouldn't be Shaykh, and he doesn't care about Issa Drabanan, and he's worried about Tumas Keri. Although, we do find in a few places in Shas, the Ha'ara is made, because Svengel always points out that sometimes people have a habit of worrying about little things and not being concerned about much bigger things. It's the old rabbinic joke that if Lo Signov wouldn't have been one of the Asaras Dibros, it would have just been a Yesh Machmir in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe the jails wouldn't be full of from Jews. Sometimes people are more Machmir for Yesh Lachmir in the Mishnah Berurah than they are for the big ones. Okay. Amlu Ravunu Rabbanu, Rabosai. Ravunu said to Rabbanu, Rabosai. Nimata mezalzlin betvilazu. Why are you mezalzlin in this tvila of a balkari? Imishim tzina, efshem merchatzos. If you're worried about cold, you could just do it in the bathhouse, where it's warm. Amlu Ravchista v'chiyesh tvila b'chamin. What do you mean? There's no mikveh in the bathhouse. The bathhouse is all drawn water. So Amalei Ravad Barava koi kavasech. Ravad Barava holds like you, that you can't do it in the bathhouse. You need an actual 40 sa'a. Main point number 5, machlokas if we should publicize the heter of 9 kavin for a balkari. Because you have to balance bittul Torah and Puruvu versus overindulgence of Tamidich. Overindulgence. Those competing concerns. Rabbi Zeira of Yosef ba'agna demaya be'masusa. Rabbi Zeira was in a tub of water in the bathhouse. Amle l'shameh, so he said to the shameh, zil v'aisli yitisha kavin v'shadi lavai. Go get 9 kav of water and pour it over me. Amle Rabbi Chia Baraba, lamale l'mar kulei v'hayosef begavai. Why do you need 9 kav poured over you? You're sitting in a tub of water. So amle karbo'im sa'a. Well, the heter, the tahara of 9 kav, is similar to the tahara of 40 sa'a in the sense that it matters how you do it. Ma arba'im sa'a bitvila v'lo b'nesina, just like 40 sa'a only works when you dip in it and not when you pour it on you, af tisha kabin, so too 9 kav only works, it's also very specific, it's b'nesina v'lo b'tvila, but it's the opposite. It only works when poured on you, but not when dipping in it. Rav Nachman tikein chatzpah bas tisha kabin. Rav Nachman decided to do a tova for Klal Yisrael, and he made a kli that holds exactly 9 kav. So anytime a person wanted the 9 kav of water poured over him, you don't have to chashbin, oh, how many minutes in the shower does it take till I have 9 kav? He had a kli. You fill up this kli with 9 kav of water, pour it on you, boom, you're done, right? Great tova. Ki asa Ravdimi amar Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yehuda Glustra amru. Ravdimi said that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Glustra both said, Lo shonu el cholu leonso, aval cholu amargil arbaim sa. That 9 kav only works when a person accidentally becomes a balkari. But if a person purposely became a balkari, meaning a man slept with his wife, he purposely became a balkari, 9 kav is not enough. He's going to need 40 sa. So shkoyach, it's very nice that Rav Nachman made this nice kli. We almost never need it, because it only works when a person accidentally became a balkari. Most cases, the person purposely became a balkari, so the kli is not going to be useful. Some Rav Yosef, Rav says, ah, itmar chatzvei de Rav Nachman. We might as well break the kli of Rav Nachman. Ki asa Ravin Amar, but when Ravin came, he said, no, I have a different version of this. Bu'usha v'uvda b'kil dravoshia. In Usha, there was a story where they were discussing this by the entrance to the house of Rav Oshia. Also, v'shal Rabbi Yassi, and they asked Rabbi Yassi this very question. Amrlu, and he said, Lo shanu elu l'chola margil, aval chol yonso potem yiklum. That 9 kav works when a person purposely becomes a balkari. When a person accidentally becomes a balkari, he doesn't even need 9 kav. But, you know, it's if a person purposely becomes a balkari, which is most of the time, that's when 9 kav works. Rav Yosef, Rav says, ooh, it's stamer chatzid Rav Nachman. I guess we should glue back together the kli that Rav Nachman made that we just thought you should smash. I guess we better glue it back together now, because now it turns very relevant. Main point number 6 was 9 kav only works b'nesina, but not b'tevila. And we'll stop there.